Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Yet.
Well, it's the big show.
It's time to reset today's big topics and let you pick a lane. Brought to you by the legendary Great Lakes Dragaway in Union Grove. Go to greatlakesdragaway.com for information on the upcoming Time Machine Nationals on Labor Day weekend, Saturday, August 31st and Sunday, September 1st. Bring out the whole family for funny cars, jet cars, wheel standers, and nitro cars.
Great Lakes Dragaway, pick a lane on the Wendy's Big Show, 105.7 FM, the Fan, 1250 AM, and the radio.com app, the only place getting you ready for the Packers and Raiders on a Thursday night is the Wendy's Big Show, and we're the only one where you can do it with two former Packers. Gary Ellerson, former Badger and Packers running back. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer is here, and Leap 36. Leroy Butler in the house as well. Anthony Mandela in Austin, Texas, doing a great job producing the program today at 414-799-1250 is how you join us for Great Lakes Dragway Pick a Lane. A little bit of an abbreviated Great Lakes Dragway Pick a Lane, as we'll talk to our green and gold football reporter Mike Clemens coming up at 5:35 ahead of Packers and Raiders. Still no official word on the status of Aaron Rodgers. The official status is that the south end zone is a major issue. I mean, goodness gracious, you go on Twitter and it's like they're looking for the second shooter in the grassy knoll, seeing all these dudes digging and putting in new little tire pellets into the ground here in the south end zone, patching up where the CFL goalpost is. There's like 97 different people on this beat here.
Well, they may not even play that game.
To let everybody know that the south end zone is an issue. Could you see them doing what they did a few years ago at the Hall of Fame game and just canceling the thing?
Yeah, so where is it in the end zone?
It's in the south end zone, because that's where they'll put, I mean, the CFL goalposts, they have the two poles, and they both go inside the end zone.
Yeah, I could see them canceling that. Yeah.
It's a small venue. They've only sold about 20,000 seats for tonight's game, a 33,000 capacity at IG Field for Packers and Raiders. Confident, concerned, and curious. Gary Ellerson, what are you most confident in tonight that you'll see in Game 3 of the preseason?
Rashad Gary, I think you'll see a big dose of him, Billy, and I think you need to. I mean, he's already played more defensive snaps than any other player, and I think all he has to his credit is one tackle. So, right, and I get, okay, he was a down lineman that had his hand in the dirt at Michigan. He's learning a new position, got to get all the nuances. But I think that stat will continue. If they play tonight, you'll see him get more snaps than anybody else.
Sparky, what are you most confident that you'll see out of the Packers tonight against Oakland?
I think you're going to see more running than you've seen in the past. What would you say, 150 yards combined the first two games?
In the first two games, that combines rushes from Tim Boyle and Deshaun Kizer as well.
Yeah, I think they'll get at least 100, 125 yards on the ground tonight. I think that's going to be the focus, trying to get that ground game going. Even when if Aaron Jones doesn't play, I think you'll still see them focus on getting that ground game going and get that offensive line going the right way, because a big part of this offense is supposedly the running game. Something different than under Mike McCarthy. So if you're going to have some confidence in that going into the game against the Bears week one of the season, you probably should start doing that somewhat successfully, because at this point they really haven't.
They really haven't been able to run the football well, and I don't know if it's necessarily an issue with the backs, as neither Jamal Williams or Aaron Jones has played here in the preseason. A lot of it, Gary, has just been how they've blocked it up front. It hasn't looked clean up front at all.
No, it hadn't. So, I mean, those guys got to get time to get used to one another, the offensive line, and that's going to take time. Now, you're saying that some of these guys have been together, and but it's a new blocking scheme. And that's why you want to see Aaron Rodgers a little bit more, too, because you want to see him within his offense. With this new blocking scheme, obviously, all these guys work like, have you ever seen the Las Vegas Showgirl? The big boys up front kind of move that way. Everybody's got to be in sync, and everybody's got to know what each other's doing. If you watch them intently, if it's a pass rush, they're passing each other, guys off to each other. So it's got to be one unit. And so when you start looking at this offensive line, I think they need a little bit more work together, too.
I don't know if it's a concern that I have for the game tonight, but it's a concern for the individual and his job status. Leroy is Lane Taylor, and
sure.
I mean, Ryan Wood kind of scoffed at the idea that they were in a legitimate position battle, him and Elgton Jenkins, for that left guard spot. But Lane Taylor, they would save some more money, and they've obviously done some cost-cutting measures here already with the Mike Daniels decision to start camp. Leroy, for you, what would you be concerned about seeing tonight, Packers and Raiders up in Canada?
Turn my mic on. I'm concerned that they're going to play. I mean, just cancel the game, man, like they did the Hall of Fame game. If the field isn't where you want it, just cancel it. I mean, why risk anything? Not to bring everybody down.
But sure.
I'm not playing the game. No, I'm not doing it. And only 30,000 people. People understand. I mean,
I don't know how many people actually would understand up in Canada. Like, if I can be completely honest with you,
looking forward to this.
Yeah, I can't see them being as understanding as people were in America for when they canceled the Hall of Fame game a couple of years ago.
You're looking at two, really. I mean, and William Bill WT talked about it earlier. You're looking at two historic franchises in the NFL.
No doubt.
One in the AFC and one in the NFC. And so, yeah, I mean, that fan base, the Raiders have a huge following, they have a huge fan base. Of course, you know, the Packers have a huge fan base. Yeah, I think they're looking forward to that game in Canada.
I'm not going to expose my players.
Well, yeah, I understand that. Yeah. But I think they'd be disappointed.
I don't even know why they would even book it at this particular place.
Why did they book it at this particular place?
It doesn't make a lot of sense for you. Now, the Hall of Fame thing, you play there every year, you know, but you had an issue with that field. And you know, the Packers didn't play there, but at the same time, that was a big deal. That's for the Hall of Fame. That's
right.
A big deal. So canceling this one would make more sense to me. If you've got all these people out there looking around saying, what is this? After Gary told them that 3 weeks ago, they could have just went off what Gary said.
They canceled
it.
Right, they could have canceled it before.
Or brought in some new turf. They got money.
Or would have had enough time to reschedule it like they did with the game at Aztec Stadium last year.
Yeah, somewhere else.
Which was Chiefs and Rams. And
I find it hard to believe that you go to these venues and you don't know this stuff.
That you don't know that the turf's going to be an issue. That you don't know that the goalposts are already in the NFL.
And that's kind of how they probably knew, because the NFL had already sent people out there and said,
right.
Mm-hmm.
But we can make about $6 million. Oh, we'll play it anyway. Maybe we can make
$50 million. Oh, we can make some money? I think it'll be all right.
$20 million?
I think that'd be all right.
We'll expose. It's just preseason. Let them play.
Well, why don't we get Rodgers Jet? He'll go up there, check it out, and let us know if he's all right.
Can we just ask a question? Sure. How many people want them to play this game tonight now?
I don't want them to play at all.
Just cancel the game and move on.
Yeah, I would.
That seems to be a growing trend right now on social media. People are just saying, just cancel the game. I don't want to get anybody hurt. Just screw it and let's all move on with it.
Yeah, Aaron ain't going to play anyway.
All right, well then, if we're really going to go into it, let's call a spade a spade.
What's I love that game. I'm one
they're deciding to keep this as tight to the vest as possible, and they cancel it because it's all on Hard Knocks, right?
Right.
It'll be even just as good. It'll be just as polarizing if you cancel it on Hard Knocks.
Can you imagine all the conversations they are having right now with Gutekunst, Mayock, because you know Mayock's got a wire on.
Yep.
You know John Gruden's got a microphone on. They're talking with all these dudes, making up all this conversation, all this hub for this week's Hard Knocks because Antonio Brown's here, so they don't have that drama already.
Right.
I'm putting a GoPro right now on Antonio Brown and following him around.
What do you think Antonio Brown's doing right now?
That's
looking at his feet or something?
I'm not going to play. I don't know why y'all going out there.
That's just not even Antonio Brown anymore. Now Antonio Brown be, man, I don't know why everybody thinks that they should even play this game. What is up with that dude whispering, man? He is crazy right now. That's the right lane. Confident, concerned, curious tonight in the center lane. How would you divide the carries in the Packers' backfield, Gary? You don't want to see Aaron Jones get hurt tonight, but going forward, his injury history has been a concern.
Yeah, he'd be one guy, one play. I mean, just let it, especially with this whole turf type situation. And if they were going to do it, though, Billy, I would say he's not about carries. He'd be more about touches, and I'd say 15 would be mine. Tops. And TIC, he can handle the workload. I think a guy like him, start him off slow, get him used to it, and then as the season goes along, I think you probably can increase his workload.
And as a former running back in the league, like, you can tell me this more than anybody. He isn't one of those guys like, and Eddie Lacy was a running back that needed to establish himself in the game.
He's not that guy.
He doesn't wear on teams. He's more of a situation where he can take it to the crib at any point.
Space guy, that guy. I want to tell you this, Bill. In the college level, running back, but in the NFL, I had never experienced even when you didn't have the ball, they hit you anyway. So, for example, play action pass. You run that doggone play action pass, and I'm running up through the middle.
They're going to take you all the way to
somebody.
The
I ain't got the ball.
Yeah, somebody's going to stick you in the chest.
You better protect yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when you're riding the side.
When I in college, we go play action, nobody never touched me. You get to the NFL, they hitting you every single time.
And they're coached to.
Yeah.
And they're coached to hit you every single time.
Somebody hitting you.
How many times are you tackling dudes without the ball, Roy?
Well, I always made the right decision. But, you know, other players, they don't know. They
have that means every
people.
Time.
Yeah. You know, if it's a little brother law going on.
Sure. A little two-hand touch, a little wrap up, make sure you don't have the ball.
So you're saying you ain't hitting Am Lee?
Nah, I ain't doing that.
You know, because
I know
Am
he ain't got the ball.
You know who Am Lee is?
He may not know about Am Lee. He played
running
for Minnesota.
Back.
No.
I think he played for San Fran, too.
More like a third down back, really. Yeah. But, yeah.
Sounds like he was a heck of a player.
Oh, Am Lee was.
You know what, though? Were you one of these guys?
Better college player.
Were you one of these guys?
Ran like a 4.8.
That's what I ran like a 4.8.
He was quick. He was quick, not fast.
4.8.
But the guy's amazing.
Like an Icky Woods kind of quick, not fast?
No.
Taller guy.
Some crossover dribble quick.
Oh, okay. That kind of nastiness. Okay.
Quick. Were you one of these guys that get there and go out like 3 hours before run?
Yeah, I don't use up all my energy, Roy.
I can't do all that.
I ain't.
Do a couple of stretches. That was
just because you got everything. They got it on the board.
Mm-hmm.
Running backs, quarterbacks, receivers. They got it on the board. That's the only time I'm going out, Roy.
The last moment, they had to tell Kurt Fielding, the only guy would tape me. Our trainer, you know, we were talking about Pepper Burris, who retired. It was him and his wife, Nancy, a phenomenal. Ron Wolf had to bring him in. Mike told that story. Kurt Fielding, he would take me, Brett and Reggie, pretty much. Those three, because we take up most of the time. And the two times he weren't there, Flea, that's the guy they got up there now,
mm-hmm.
to take care of Coach. And it was always, people would do their rituals, and it was always, I will never say the guy's name, but it'd be two or three guys that always will go over and just throw up in a garbage can, full game.
Done it.
Most disgusting thing I've ever seen.
That's nice that they at least got in the garbage can.
I would
just do it right on the field.
Early, though, before the bus.
Yeah, but if you're going to throw up, do it in the locker room in the garbage. Don't go down on the field.
Right
on the field.
A
lot of guys like to do on the field. Did you go over early? Did you take the bus over or no?
Last bus.
You took the last bus?
Last bus.
No, I will go over early.
What were you doing before
laying
the game?
In bed, watching Three's Company.
Sleeping.
With his jammers on. Got his jammers on his feet.
Hey, man.
With his feet in them.
Sitting in his locker.
I'm saving my time. If I get there, I want to play some spades or some backgammon or something.
So I would get there early, though. I would take
I already knew how I was going to play. Everybody else was all nervous.
You'd get over there before the bus, because you guys used to have, what, three buses?
Three buses. I'd take a cab over. Sometimes I take a bus, but for the most time, I take a cab.
You're not.
It's away now. Away.
Mm-hmm.
Away.
You're not sitting on the throne at the stadium, are you? You're going to do that in your room.
No, I'm on the throne at the stadium.
No, I'm not doing that.
That's why I take it over.
I do
Brett's
the same thing.
Brett's going to get a bucket of cold water and say, Gary's in there.
Not on
Let's
game day.
Get him.
Not on game day. Nobody did
Brett
that.
Brett Favre do that all the time.
Nobody on game day did that. Now, they did that in practice, like Monday, Tuesday,
I'm doing
Thursday,
that in my
Friday.
Room, man. I ain't.
Nobody's
I need
throwing
some
cold water on game day. They let you kind of have your piece on game day.
No,
but you
do.
Never know. Because you had a joker like Charlie Martin. You may run and go throw some cold water on him.
They look at your feet.
He might kill somebody.
Mike
so nobody mess with nobody on game day.
Steve, they get out there looking at their feet. That's Tremura.
Non-game day. No,
now, go get some cold water.
Were you a shower guy before the game? Because that was one thing that I do. I did like the tempo
game.
Shower.
Yes.
Part hot, part cold, kind of move you up and down.
Shower
get
before the
blood
game.
Blood moving.
I gotta take my shower at the room, cuz.
Well, yeah, the room before the game.
Yeah, I get to the stadium.
Oh,
I don't want to be bothered with all that.
Not the stadium. Before the
game. I'm going out to tell Kurt. Brett, he's taping Brett. Hey, is Reggie neck? Reggie's out of time. You're the last one. Okay, great. I'll be in a minute.
How much did you have to get taped up, man?
You got to get your ankles.
Yep.
Got to get both ankles.
You got to get spatted too, right?
You know, we got them club feet.
Yeah.
You got to come back.
I didn't do spats though because I had a deal with Nike. I had to show that Nike.
I had to show the Nike.
They weren't going to put the check in the mailbox.
So I'm going to take the check and leave the spat at home.
And then they said, well, you can do it with the tape and we can draw it in. Like,
that's hilarious. How many times did I ever look at Leroy Butler's feet watching a Packer game? Never. Like, never, not one time.
We got a memo.
Mm-hmm.
I believe you. I'm just saying, people watching on TV,
Steve, I ain't doing no
watch
spat.
Packer game tonight and tweet at me everybody's shoe deal that they got on the field.
Yeah,
I'm letting it fly. I had a Mizuno, I think a Mizuno gloves or whatever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Whatever. I'm messing the name up. Because people would tape their hands all up. I ain't taping mine up.
Just like throw the gloves on and that would be good.
Whatever, like a NASCAR, man. I'm trying to get paid.
So you grab both
long
ankles.
Towel.
Yeah, long
Clorox.
Towel. Every once in a while, I'd see a big piece of tape around the. It didn't even look like a belt. It was just a piece of
tape.
They
didn't like that, though.
They didn't like the tape around the way?
No, they didn't like the tape and they didn't like the long towel. The white cap. Come, let me get that. And she said, oh, come on, man. No, you can't. Roy, you can't do it.
And you're like, hold on.
You see
I'm
some of my
Roy
football
Butler.
Cars, you'll see me with the little wrapping tape around because I didn't like the belt.
Yeah. You got a picture right out here in the outside of the studio.
Like a 26.
No, you didn't.
Getting that thing down to like a 21. Can hardly breathe. That look good. They cut that tape off. $10,000. That's what it costs.
Every week?
If you did it, they're going to take it right out your check. Just like FICA.
Man.
You get it.
That is what it was like to be Leroy
Butler. Well, uniform $10,000? That's ridiculous. That's why you need a union. You go cry to the union, they get that $10,000 back for you.
Smiling from ear to ear.
Put it right back in your account.
Kind of like
man.
What you'll be doing if you go and grab some chicken nuggets from Wendy's and then you see how many you get for $10.
Mandela ate almost 200 of them that day Sheila brought them.
It's crazy. I'm still full.
I love him.
That's a lie. He just got done eating 48 more. Family chicken and family nuggets at Wendy's. Football equals family time and tailgating, and Wendy's has you covered. Family chili and family nuggets at Wendy's are the perfect addition to
they
your game day.
They chili the ball, they don't have a lot of beans. I don't like a lot of beans.
I think about this. You've got Thursday like Night Lights tonight on Channel 24, obviously, with high school football, but then everybody else gets to go in tomorrow night. Yep. And I know there's some high schools, they pop up stadium tents and the whole deal, and they'll tailgate outside before the game. Man, you can get some Wendy's over there, sit outside your car, tailgate a little bit before you go in the game. $9.99, you can get family nuggets, 48 nuggets, regular
and
or
it's packaged
spicy
up so
from
nice
Wendy's.
And neat.
Yes. Or for $9.99, you can get a family chili that feeds 4 to 6 people, and everybody's going to be happy at your tailgate party. Promise you. Family chili and family nuggets from Wendy's.
Great Lakes Dragway, pick a lane before Mike Clemens at 5:35. This is the Wendy's Big Show, 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Did old Hank really do it this way?
Wendy's Big Show on a Throwback Thursday. Waylon Jennings, the artist this week, who we're going to be listening to next week. Please help us out. Please do not let, what is it, Roxette be the winner, right, Mandel? That's what it is. Roxette is currently in the lead.
That is correct.
We don't want that. We don't want a Swedish duo that nobody knows to be the artist on a Throwback Thursday.
People know who they are.
We
that
would
are
much
older than
rather
you.
Have Hall & Oates, Jimi Hendrix.
Yeah.
I'll even say this, even Nickelback, who really isn't as bad as people will say, and they're just from Canada, so that makes sense why people don't like him. John Denver or Dave Matthews. All of those are much better options than, what is it?
Roxette.
Yeah, no, definitely something like that.
I think
so
I
go with one of those.
I had a girlfriend named Roxette
and
back
not
in the
Roxette.
Day.
Leroy, you did go to a girl named Roxette, didn't
you? My mama was never home.
Never. She have the plastic on the furniture, though, in the front room?
Yeah, they did. It'd sit on the floor, cuz.
Yeah, don't sit on that. You don't want anybody to know what's going on there.
That's the front room. It was all right by the set tee.
We're on end zone gate or field gate, whatever you want to call it, as the Packers and Raiders are inspecting the field. However, though, all players are now out on the field, and it looks like they're all getting ready for some warm-ups and ready to rock and roll
if you have to
and play this game
the
tonight.
Field, you shouldn't play.
I'm somewhat in your camp. Like, if this is that much of a concern, then just don't do it. But it is in the end zone. It's like in the back of the end zone.
Yeah.
You got to realize they're going to be able to get away from that.
Yeah, but it's preseason. They may not score a lot of touchdowns anyway, so maybe so.
Out in Hartford, Mark felt the necessary to pick up a phone, call the Wendy's Big Show. He's on the fan. Hi, Mark.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Hey,
good.
Mark. What's going on, bro?
Good. Long-time listener, first-time caller. I listen to you guys a lot online.
Appreciate you calling us up.
Really enjoyed
the
show.
Matt. Thank you, Mark.
Listening to Waylon Jennings today makes me think that he's the answer to a very well-known trivia question.
What's that, Mark?
You know the day the music died?
No.
When Buddy Holly, Ritchie Valens, and the Big Bopper went down in a plane back in 1959 in Spirit Lake, Iowa?
Yeah.
The guy who gave up his seat on that plane for one of those guys to fly was none other than Waylon Jennings.
Oh, wow.
That's crazy. Waylon. He could have died in that plane crash himself then, yeah.
He would have gone down with that plane had he not given up his seat.
Wow.
Who did he give his seat to, do we know?
I'm not sure which of the guys got it. It might have been somebody who wasn't one of the original big three.
Wow.
As for the Packers tonight, let them play the darn game. They spent all this time and effort getting up there. Play the darn game. Even if they got to kick field goals at one end of the field, let them kick field goals at one end of the field if the south end is that bad.
Would you play Aaron Rodgers tonight, Mark, if the field's an issue?
No, definitely not.
Okay.
Thank you.
Nice. Appreciate it, Mark. Thank you. He doesn't need to play. He's Aaron Rodgers. Top four quarterback in pro football. He doesn't have to play in preseason. Stop it. 414-799-1250 Great Lakes Dragway. Pick a lane. Brings Mike in West Bend onto the fan. Hi, Mike. Mike, you're on the Wendy's Big Show. You're no longer on the Wendy's Big Show.
414-799-1250 on hold or anything. They don't answer.
If you're not ready to go, then we don't have time for you.
They don't know what's coming to them, and they get excited. Right.
But if you're calling the radio show, be ready to get on the radio.
Everybody isn't as smart as you then. Ready
to go on the radio. Be excited to go on the radio. You know who's always fired up to be on the radio?
Uh-oh.
Mike Clemens. I mean,
Juiced up, ready to rock and roll.
And Mike Clemens joins us next here on the Wendy's Big Show, 105.7 FM, The Fan. Last week, when Michael was on the air, we found out Aaron Rodgers would not play in Baltimore. Will we have the same fate, Wendy's Big Show, on 105.7 FM, The Fan?
Mamas, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. Don't let them pick guitars and drive. They never stay home and they're always alone, even with someone they love.
Cowboys like smoky old pool rooms and clear mountain mornings.
Little warm puppies and children and girls of the night.
Going out and competing at a high level from a defensive perspective, like we've said before, just cleaning up the tackling, finishing plays, really on both sides of the ball. And then from an offensive perspective, like to get that run game going a little bit and then just build on our special teams performance from last week.
That's Matt LaFleur, Wendy's Big Show, 105.7 FM, The Fan, over the sweet sounds of Waylon Jennings here on a Throwback Thursday.
105.7
FM, 1250 AM, and the radio.com app. It's time for a Chili's Green and Gold update. It's Chili's, their 3-for-$10 meal, Chili's starter, entree, and a drink for just $10. Together, we Chili's, and we chill now with Mike Clemens on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline as we get ready for Packers and Raiders. Mike, last week while you were on the phone with us, we were told that Aaron Rodgers would not play. Do you have any of the breaking news right now?
No, we're trying to see if they're going to play a game tonight with this field turf thing. Can I tell you my Waylon Jennings story?
I'd love for you to.
You know the night that Buddy Holly died in a plane crash in Iowa?
We just found out about it, yeah.
No. So Buddy Holly is tired of going through Wisconsin and Iowa and Minnesota in a cold, chilly bus. So he charters a plane. There's only room for two other guys. They flip a coin, and Waylon loses the toss. And so the Big Bopper and Richie Valens get to go.
The coin toss was with Richie Valens, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So those guys win. And they get on the plane. So I was at a reunion of that thing in Clear Lake at that beautiful surf ballroom and I met the wives of those guys and the sons and daughters. And so the DJ that was there that night, he says, "Mike, we stood right here," and he says, "This is where they flipped the coin." And Buddy said, "Well, I hope it's not too cold on the bus, boys," kind of laughing at him.
Right.
Mm. And Waylon Jennings says, "Yeah, I hope your plane crashes."
Oh
man.
Waylon revealed that story about 10 years before he passed to say, "That's why I drank the rest of my life."
That's awful.
I never got over that.
Wow. Yep.
Isn't that crazy?
Those kind of stories is why Mike Clemens is our radio friend here on 105.7 FM.
Thanks a lot, Mike, bringing our show to a
home. That's a whole new term of what we call him, embedded.
Yeah, that's a different sense of it. I mean, this dude has been all the way around. Mike, how many times have you seen this where they might actually not play the football game? The only other time that I can think of is the last time it happened for the Packers, which that Hall of Fame game out in Canton a couple of years ago.
We're down the field, and they've changed the format of the Hall of Fame game after that crazy incident because they had Brett Favre and Kevin Green and Rethel's guys inducted the day before on Saturday night. then overnight they're trying to quickly clear off the field of the stands and everything, and then get the turf down, and then they were painting it. Well, it was a hot, sunny day, and by 7 o'clock for the kickoff that Sunday night, that paint coagulated, and right in the middle of the field, you know, it was hard as cement. And Ted Thompson went out there and said, well, I'm not having my players go over this. And they were trying to suck it up, you know, and chisel it away, and there wasn't enough time, and they had to cancel the game between the Packers and the Colts that night. So that's really the last time. I mean, sometimes preseason games are called because of lightning and thunderstorms and those kinds of things. So this field, as you guys know, it's CFL. And the goalposts are like what the NFL used to have, you know, right inside, about 2 yards inside the goal line. But that for NFL now, you move these goalposts in back of the end zone, so there's this divot or cut, you know, in the field on both the north and south end zone of this field tonight. And Gutekunst is standing out there still, you know, with Matt LaFleur looking down this thing and said, if we got a tight end crossing over the middle in the end zone for a pass, this is unacceptable. I mean, this is an ankle injury right here. And so that's why they got crews that are down there with buckets of that field turf, you know, rubber balls and stuff like that, and they're trying to make it as flat and, you know, as safe as they can. But, you know, it's like, where's the NFL in this, man? Where's the NFL? Did they not move these goalposts till a couple of days ago? You know, what's going on?
So what have you heard as far as other than Rodgers might not play? Anybody else might not play?
Yeah, Blake Martinez got an injury the other day in camp, and I didn't find out what that was, but I know that I think he didn't practice on Tuesday. I saw him in the locker room, didn't bother him. He ended up not making the trip, and I don't know if it's necessarily because of the injury. But guys that were, you know, kind of looking forward to seeing are Aaron Jones at running back to see, okay, if we get a first team in there, and even if it's not Aaron Rodgers, you know, what can the running game look like tonight? And if you got Aaron Jones out there for at least a series or maybe two, how that'll work. Josh Jackson, the defensive back in his second year, has missed all the camp. He's going to get some snaps tonight because he's been back for about, you know, a week or so. So those are some of the guys we're looking forward to seeing tonight. Josh Jones, the safety, he'd been injured, and I don't know if he's going to be active for this game or not, but those are some of the guys you're looking forward to, seeing that they're coming off the injuries.
When we talk about that inside linebacker position, Bolton and Summers at this point, is Bolton the leader in the clubhouse as of right now heading into tonight's game? Because both those guys, you would expect, without Blake Martinez out there, is going to get plenty of time to play.
Yeah, well, right now, it's Ty Summers has got the helmet, and so he seems to be the one who, as a rookie, seventh-round pick, that if Blake Martinez is not in there, they feel good about him calling the defenses. Bolton is a thumper who, you know, has got a good shot of being the number two linebacker when Martinez is there to go up against the Bears with Oren Burks out. James Crawford is still competing for a job, but he's also, we talked to him briefly the other day, too, and he also knows that he's still got a shot of making the cut with his special teams play. But, you know, certainly they want to see these guys work better on their tackling. They did a lot of tackling drills the last couple days in Green Bay. They even had defensive linemen tackling defensive linemen. I put those pictures up on the Fan Facebook page. It was pretty interesting, you know, 300-pound guys tackling 300-pound guys.
Yeah, Mike, if it was me, I wouldn't even let these guys play. But if they're going to play, I want to see more of Shepard because he could be my return guy if Davis, for some reason, is always hurt. So the guy's not available, so there's your return guy. I want to see him in the slot. I want to see number 13. I want to see more of Kumaro. I want to see Tanya. These are the guys that you have to find out who's going to be on your team to be special teamers. They're going to be backup guys. This is going to make the core of your team just good. So this will be a good time the next 2 weeks to get ready for Chicago.
Anybody watching this game tonight, Leroy, when they kick it off at 7 o'clock, can appreciate what's going on with the battle at wide receiver, the depth that they've got. So you go Devontae Adams, Geronimo Allison, you got MVS, and you got Jake Kumerow. And then, you know, who's next? Because Darius Shepard, they say this kid is so smart. There was a time in minicamp where even Tim Boyle told me this. He said there was some confusion about the formation, and Darius Shepard, undrafted rookie, was telling the other 9 or 10 guys in the huddle where they're supposed to line up. He knew everybody's position on that play in minicamp. That's awesome. How hard this guy has worked. That's awesome. You know, coaches love that. They're checking him out every day at punt return, possibly at kick return. They're running him in the slot. Smart guy, good hands, consistent. And then this Alan Lazard, number 13,
Lazard,
6'5",
big, you know,
220, 225. This is the guy who's going to, you know, push out Jamon Moore. Jamon Moore knows he's on the bubble. You know, they when they drafted him, they thought yards after the catch. This is a guy who can take a shot. He's like James Jones. He just can't hang into the football. And then enter back into the story, Trevor Davis, who the first time he gets back on the field and he's flying around and he's making the routine catches he had a problem with, intermediate, and he's also catching some deep balls too. He caught a really nice deep ball from Deshaun Kizer. The guy who's had a quiet camp is Equanimeous St. Brown,
yep,
who had some flashes last year, made the team, and that was one of the ones that I sort of picked. And yet, Aaron Rodgers, when he was going over receivers and giving us, I mean, we don't need to talk to the receivers coach. Aaron Rodgers will tell you everything.
Right.
EQ, he made a point to say, you know, EQ is doing some good things too, so that he's not left out. So I wonder if EQ is one of these guys that, look, he's open downfield, but Boyle and Kizer are under such duress they can't see downfield, and these guys aren't getting shots in games like that, because even LaFleur mentioned that. We are missing big plays, and that's just because his quarterbacks are not looking downfield. They're not comfortable yet with where they're supposed to be offense. So there's guys that maybe have missed opportunities that will get a pass when it comes to those considerations. But it's really tight and really competitive at wide receiver.
Mike, real quick, I apologize, Billy. Real quick, Mike, if the kicker he's there one more week, then this is a serious competition. Otherwise, I think they'll release him and put somebody on practice squad. But if he's there one more week, I think it's a serious thing, because I think they can save $4 million if they release Crosby. So they need to find out who's going to be their kicker so they can get moving for Chicago. But if he's there another week, I think they're going to may do something with Crosby, which will be, I mean, I guess the Jordy Nelson deal, moving him, I mean, releasing him was tough. So was the Mike Daniels. But if he do that to the kicker, the all-time leading scorer, that's going to be big news.
Yeah, well, and when Sam Ficken, though, when he converted that one from 63 to end family night,
yeah,
that got all the coaches' attention. So they started giving him more reps and changing things up. Now, for the last 2 weeks, him and Mason have gone kick for kick, and they've made all their kicks. They haven't necessarily been tested at 45 or 55 as much as I think Matt LaFleur would have liked. Mm-hmm. But it seems to be kind of neck and neck. Of course, it's the advantage to the veteran Crosby, who's been doing it all the years and knows what it's like to kick there in December and all that. But listen, you know, Crosby misses that kick in the snow against the Cardinals, and you know, McCarthy is fired about an hour after that. I mean, those are the kinds of kicks. Forget about the, you know, 0-5 in Detroit earlier in the season, all that. Those are the ones that where I think Crosby, that's why they brought in a kicker. And to me, I think that where the Bears are still at, they'll take either one of those guys.
No doubt.
They'll take either one of those guys.
They've brought in 9 kickers this year, and Matt Nagy was just trying to downplay it, Mike, and say, it's not that big of a deal. And but for the Packers, though, at a staple position like that, to be really interested in going after it, I think was somewhat surprising to the rest of the NFL. I like the competition that seemingly the Packers maybe didn't necessarily think would be as much of a competition with Lane Taylor and Elgton Jenkins at left guard. Even if Jenkins doesn't win that job, Mike, it feels like they are in a much better situation with that offensive line, and the legitimate depth they have backing up with him and Turner can go pretty much playing 4 out of the 5 positions.
Yeah, and the Lane Taylor story pretty much says it all, just like the Jason Spriggs story, too. It's, even though some of this is obviously in Gutekunst's watch when he was working for Ted, it's like, it's a new era, guys. Matt LaFleur's got no loyalties to Mason Crosby, you know?
Mm-mm.
Mason has not showed up to his golf tournament for the last 7 years in a row, all that stuff,
right?
You know? I mean, it's a new day, and, you know, in a way, everybody's job is up for competition, and so that's it. The Lane Taylor story is exactly what you're talking about, and it's also because Elgton Jenkins, when that kid gets out there, he turns heads from the coaches because he is so much more physical. Lane Taylor struggled through much of last year with an ankle injury. He's not that big of a guy, and, you know, and just like 3 years ago, this coming Labor Day weekend, we were kind of shocked that they cut Josh Sitton to move on because they had a guy that could do just as much for a whole lot less money. That's what could be, you know, the situation in the Mason Crosby deal. I think you're right. They'll probably stick with Lane. He seems to have responded. That just also obviously adds to your depth and where the future of the interior offensive line is going to go.
in the future of that cornerback position, I saw a lot of reports of Kevin King at least going out practicing and warming up tonight. If he is playing and they have a lineup of Jair Alexander, Kevin King, Tony Brown, and Josh Jackson, that defensive secondary looks a lot better than it has in years past, Mike.
Oh, sure. Now, I'd be surprised, though, if Kevin plays tonight just because of the, you know, the lack of snaps for the last several weeks and all that. It'll be Jair and Tony Brown to get started. And, yeah, then Josh Jackson will get some snaps in tonight. They'll be looking at that at corners. And, you know, there's a lot of interesting players to watch with the Oakland Raiders as well. I mean, that Hunter Renfro kid is crazy. He catches everything thrown his way. I don't think Antonio Brown is going to play because he's on and off with, you know, filing more grievances and all that. I also, by the way, I love watching Trent Brown, their right tackle.
Monstrous.
6'8", 355.
Wow. Yeah. He's gigantic.
And that's another one, too. Tonight, I'm going to be watching the defensive line because I'll tell you, Montrevious Adams is not doing it for me. I watched that Ravens game now twice, and Kenny Clark makes plays, man.
Rashad Gary going to get two sacks tonight.
Well, let me just say this, Mike. They didn't draft Montrevious Adams to make plays. I mean, they don't really want him to do stuff like
that.
They didn't draft him to make plays. They just want him
productive.
They just want to be productive. Yeah, don't worry about it. I'm being facetious, Mike.
Yeah,
taking a swipe at Leroy. Leroy said they didn't draft Rashawn Gary to make plays. They just
not to be productive. Yeah, the guy had three sacks in like 17 years.
I'm
they didn't bring
fine
him
fine with Rashawn Gary, man. I don't care if he's first round or not. He's a rookie and all that.
But I
see this hand-to-hand combat every day, every drill.
Tell him, Mike.
Every drill, this guy.
Yeah.
It's out of nowhere.
And I saw Montrevious?
Him too.
Yeah, I saw him doing hand-to-hand combat too. His hands look fast too, Mike.
Yeah.
Most improved player.
Anyway, I just...
But they just don't get clouded. They ain't drafting to make plays.
I'm a big fan of Adams as a player, as a kid, and everything like that. Mm-hmm. But it's just, you know, and Mike Turgovec, who, by the way, he's working for the Raiders tonight.
Oh, he is?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Do you realize that, you know who the receivers coach for the Raiders is?
Edgar Bennett. Saw that. No. They hired...
Who?
Edgar Bennett.
No, I thought they hired somebody else.
No, Edgar's...
Edgar's still with the staff.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Did they ask somebody else? They probably
Edgar and Torgo, you know, defensive line coach.
I thought it was Ray Sherman.
Tonight. But anyway, I would like to see some of these other players, you know, Tyler Lancaster and all that, making some more noise on the defensive line than just Kenny Clark, you know, making three or four great plays and then they pull him off after two series.
Right.
Mike, appreciate it, man. We can't wait to get all the lowdown tomorrow. You'll be on the Bill Michaels Show with your usual day after the game hit, and we'll listen to all the audio you bring back.
Thanks, Big Show.
All right, buddy.
Appreciate it, Mike. Mike Clemens joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019. Look no further. Call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local common sense lending to your community since 1935. You can also hear Mike. He's going to be a part of the Uptown Motors Green and Gold postgame show tonight with Gary Ellerson and Bill Michaels. And it is brought to you by the official car dealership of Leroy Butler.
What you guys do?
Go ahead. Just go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I can tell Gary in the break. It's no big deal. I don't want to interrupt everything.
I want to know what it is.
Sherman. Okay, I'll tell you. Ray Sherman is with the Steelers. He replaced the wide receiver coach who just passed away. So he's
so
the interim. It just happened today.
Okay.
Interim wide receivers coach for the Steelers.
Because, you know, he was here with the Packers.
Right.
Yeah. That's who really developed Corey Bradford.
Yeah. Ray Sherman.
And those guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was a very good coach. Had a great family.
Corey Bradford, part of the expansion draft with the Houston Texans.
Deep threat.
Uptown Motors.
Yeah, guys, I try to figure out ways to get you the best stuff. I want to give you the best F-150. I mean, this thing is amazing. Matter of fact, the last two trucks I've had, they're both gone. I'm supposed to get a blue one next week. I'm all excited because the other ones are gone. They're moving just that fast. If you're looking for a truck to pull 12,000 pounds, 24 mpg. Y'all know what that stands for, right? Your boys.
Miles per gallon.
Just checking because some of your boys ain't.
Just wanted to make sure everybody knew. Yeah, I got you.
If you're looking for a truck that can handle your family as well as your gear, the F-150 is for you. Uptown Motors, guys, they do a lot of great things. Not only in the community, they do a lot of great things saving you money. Here's one thing they also have you doing. For 0%, 72 months, you can get an F-150. Now, think about that. 0%, up to 72 months. If you need less than that, you can do that as well. But they try to always give you great deals like that. That's why I love these guys. And for the most part, it's truck month. So you want to take advantage of all these opportunities. Matter of fact, if you get an F-150 for the rest of this month, you get a commemorative Leap watch. Mm. Or you can say, listen, I want a signed jersey. You know, I want to get this jersey before he gets into the Hall of Fame so I can, you know, flip it and make some money.
Make a bunch of money on it. That's what I did with mine. Yeah.
So, but you can go to UptownMotors.com today and sign up for a test drive. If you don't believe me, go over there and test drive it. Tell them Leroy Butler sent you. They'll set you up with a test drive. I'm telling you, you'll love it. It'll save money, gas, and everything, guys. That's UptownMotors.com.
Leroy Butler just told you how you can get an autographed jersey from Leap 36, but how do you get an autographed jersey from Brett Favre? Tell it to you next, Wendy's Big Show on The Fan. Wendy's Big Show, 105.7 FM, The Fan. Told you you got a chance to meet Brett Favre, the gunslinger, going to be in the mix for the Packer signing the day before the first game in between those two Eric Church concerts. Event runs from 7 to 9. Tickets are available at e5sports.com. Leroy, you going to be a part of the autograph signing the night before the game?
I don't know.
No, doesn't sound like you want to be. Everybody that wants to be Leroy Butler, they already know where you can meet him.
Right.
Pick and save. Or right. Uptown Motors. You're going to get an autograph and a Leap watch.
Yeah.
That's all you need.
Available for the people. I ain't trying to take everything they got.
Thanks to Bill Williamson and Mike Clemens for joining us today's show. Later on tonight after Packers and Raiders, if they get this thing done, it's Gary Ellerson and Bill Michaels on the Uptown Motors Green and Gold postgame show. Play. For Steve, for Gary, for Anthony, and the birthday boy. Austin, Texas.
Happy birthday.
Leap 36. Birthday. I'm Baby Tausch. We'll talk to you tomorrow, too. This is The Fan.
All right. Talk to you later. Bye.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.